The city of Astoria bumped up against the limitations of its city code again at the Astoria Planning Commission's meeting. The meeting began with a proposal from developer Matt Gillis, who wants to renovate a building he owns at 641 Commercial Street. Gillis plans to convert it from an existing long-term residence with 5 tenant units to a short-term Airbnb-type facility for vacation rentals. City staff recommended a denial of the project for parking issues because it would displace long-term residents in favor of visitor housing and because the city is getting ready to codify a ban on short-term rentals. Gillis's lawyer, Garrett Stevenson, basically said the same thing that the lawyer for the Hollander Hospitality Hotel project said when the city was forced late last year to allow the Fairfield Inn Hotel on the site of the former Ship and Restaurant on the Astoria waterfront. He said city code allows such uses in the zone where the house sits, and legally the city may not be able to do much to stop it.
Under ORS 227-178-73A, which is known as the fixed goalpost rule, the applicant is entitled to proceed under whatever standards and regulations are in place at the time that they file. Whatever the merits of banning short-term rentals are in the city in the future, that's not a ban that that stewardship is subject to, because they applied before that was even considered.
Audience members spoke during the public comment period about the issue of rising rental costs and homelessness, among them Astoria resident Pamela Matson McDonald.
There is so much, it's so difficult. There's people I know who are looking for apartments, and they can't find a darn one here that they could afford. And they're living on the street now. And I think that this is going to take 5 other people onto the street or finding some other place and putting all their income into an apartment place to live because the rents are going so high. I was evicted from my apartment because my landlords upgraded my apartment and raised the rent so high I couldn't afford to live there. So I am against this and I support the planner.
Gillis requested an opportunity to further address the application, and the commission continued the hearing to its next meeting on June 25th, when it will hear a final rebuttal from the applicant. With regard to waterfront building code changes, planning commissioners debated until almost 10:30 p.m. about ways to accomplish what residents have said they want, preserving views of the river, and whether to allow special districts for the Port of Astoria and Astoria warehousing properties on Marine Drive west of downtown. The meeting ended without a vote, but left planner Rosemary Johnson tasked with interpreting the many ideas commissioners proposed during the discussion. Among those ideas was limiting building width so that the result would be skinnier buildings perpendicular to the river with view corridors between them to preserve public access. Height limits crept up from the original proposal of 28 feet to 35, with even some possible exceptions or variances to 45 feet that could be made for projects within special districts. Exceptions or variances would be made only if the property owner submitted a master plan to the city for approval and met other criteria. Commissioner Darrell Moore said he was okay with a maximum height limit of 45 feet if buildings were narrow with view corridors. Commissioner Brooklee Henry said she would be in favor of adopting floor area ratios instead of massing limits. Floor area ratio, also called FAR, is the relationship between the total amount of usable floor area that a building has and the total area of the lot on which the building stands. A higher ratio is more likely to indicate dense or urban construction. Local governments sometimes use FAR for zoning codes. Commissioner Cindy Price said the city has had enough experience with other projects to know that developers will seek to push any projects to maximum allowable limits.
Well, here's one reason why I came down on not increasing height is because in the current code for the Bridge Vista Overlay District, as was said after the Fairfield Inn, was like, would you, you know, really didn't expect, I mean, we have these height and mass limitations, but we really didn't expect that everybody would come in and build to the absolute maximum. Well, now we know that developers want to make their money, and we should just expect that they're going to come in and build to the maximum. You know, if you have the ability to build a 45-foot, 100-foot, you know, whatever you have the ability to build, the bigger you build it, the better your return is likely to be. So I think that's really what you should be thinking about, is that whatever we put in this code, wherever it is developable, that's likely what's going to be there.
Port of Astoria Executive Director Jim Knight made a 10-minute presentation to the commission that emphasized what he said was the port's desire to work with the community on growth and preserve pedestrian access. In the end, City Planner Johnson said she would compile the many ideas floated in the discussion into specific code proposals they could consider again at their June 25th meeting. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.